Hi, I'm Sharon Carden, Communications Manager for Barringer Crawford Museum in Covington, and our 24th annual Toy Trains display is now open through January 17th. Barringer Crawford Museum is an absolute little jewel of a museum. It's located in Duval Park. It is very eclectic. We have lots and lots of different kinds of exhibits, but right now our big exhibit for the next 2 months will be the Holiday Toy Trains. The toy trains have been going on for 24 years. This is the 24th anniversary, and it is a room full of exhibits and trains, Lionel and Plasticville trains, that circulate around 250 feet of track, which is doesn't sound like a lot when you think about 250 feet, but actually over the course of 2 months, the trains will actually run over 1,500 miles, which is the equivalent of from here to Disney World and back. But it's not just the trains. I mean, we have 30 different guest-operated displays and little interactive scene areas that kids can push the buttons and make things move around. In addition to the trains, we have a 30-foot-long carnival display, which has fully animated miniature rides, sideshows, animals, food concessions, also very, very attractive to the children. Holiday Toy Trains will take place at Barringer Crawford Museum, starting on November 22nd and running through Sunday, January 17th. It'll be open and included with museum admission during regular museum hours, which are Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and from noon to 5 p.m. on Sundays. We have special holiday hours on Monday, December 21st and 28th, and Thursday, December 24th and 31st from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. More information about the holiday toy trains at Barringer Crawford Museum, go to wvxu.org. Right now I'm reading South Abroad by Pat Conroy. My background is as a newspaper reporter, and as a reporter, I always had to go out and find out the facts about what was going on, the smells, the sights, the actions, and then somehow take that back to my office and transform them into words and draw a word picture for my readers. So that's what I look for in a book. Pat Conroy has the ability to do a brilliant job of capturing the lush, complex environment of Charleston, South Carolina, where I lived for a number of years. And so I really enjoy the way he draws word pictures, and when I read his stuff, I can picture myself back in South Carolina again, smelling the jasmine. South Abroad by Pat Conroy.